Welcome, everyone. I am Leslie Wells, and I am joined today by three very special women. We're gathering to have a conversation about the First Light Symposium that has just taken place here in Auckland, New Zealand. Now, first, I am joined by Kira Terashia and Diane Wilkins and Judy Satori. So I'd really love to ask the ladies their thoughts on what happened this weekend. Kira, you are a big contributing part of what came through. Tell us what your observations and experience was.
Kia ora koutou katoa, greetings and welcome from Waitaha. I'm Kira, and I'd like to share with you the beautiful blessings that I have been sent through from our Star Elders to be a part of this wonderful First Light Symposium. Of course, Aotearoa basically means First Light, the world of light. And what I gained the most from it was the wonderful, wonderful brotherhood and sisterhood, goddesshood and godhood, mingling together, sharing these beautiful, beautiful insights, helping to trigger and ignite the ancient memories. That is what I just gained dearly to my soul. It's wonderful.
Amazing. Thank you. And Diane Wilkins, you were the recipient of this mission from its inception. You were the founder and creator of the entire structure of what has taken place here that seems to be something that those who partook in it believe will affect the whole planet. Please, can you tell us what your feeling was about the weekend?
Hi. I feel that the framework has very soundly been put in place for co-creating and moving forward with things. We had a very basic outline for the weekend, not much framework at all, and the co-creation that came from that, the absolute wonderful flow that happened, was beyond words.
We'd love to know a bit more about how this whole production came together and really what gave you the ability to anchor such a very high mission and bring, I would say, one of the greatest moments of spirit coming into matter and activation from spirit happening on planet Earth that have ever happened. My understanding is that history actually was changed in this event, and something happened for the first time in the Maori culture, the indigenous people of New Zealand who are carrying the ancient wisdom in their traditions. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I feel it's not coincidental that I arrived in New Zealand for the very first time coming home on Waitangi Day. And my connection with the New Zealand, with the Maori people and all of the others. And through my guidance from spirit, listening to the different things that came through, I wrote a whole lot of stuff out, and through that, the birthing of this event became clear. And then it was a process of just following the synchronicities and the prompts that Spirit gave, contacting Judy, and Judy's overwhelming support through the whole thing, and then contacting Helen, which seemed the next natural process. And I understand now why those are the two people I contacted. They fully trusted themselves, and there was no trying to put anything other than me holding the space. They trusted that right from the beginning, and held that with me, but never at any time trying to put what they felt it should look like. They trusted that, and I thank them so for that.
Amazing. And Diane, I just want to thank you on behalf of all of us who are the recipients of the gifts of this event that you put together. Thank you for following your heart, for following your calling, and actually actioning these messages, these impulses, these little steps that were brought before you. Thank you for having the courage and the determination and the willingness to carry it all the way through. You've been a blessing to many, many people. And our sense, those of us who attended the event, is that this is a ripple effect, and it's going to go from here to the entire world, and we thank you for being the one who actually brought it into action in the material world. Now, Diane, you mentioned a moment ago that you came here on Waitangi Day, and there was a significance there. And just for the listeners who are not from New Zealand or not familiar with that, would you be willing to, or should I ask Kira? Kira, would you explain for our listeners who aren't familiar with Waitangi Day the significance of that day, the day that Diane first came to New Zealand?
Yes. Well, Waitangi Day is our celebration day of the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi, the partnership that was made between the Queen of England and with our chiefs. And so that was the significance every year. On February the 6th, that's our Waitangi Day. And I've been very, very blessed to be led and guided by our wonderful matriarchs and our grandmothers of Waitaha to have walked on peace marches there at Waitangi just to help bring back the beautiful spirit of love, peace and unity to that area and also to the whole of Aotearoa and the world.
Amazing. And what comes to my mind as you speak now is that union, that bringing together of love, peace and unity, that bridge between two quite different cultures and two quite different people, is that not symbolic of really what the First Light Symposium was about? Diane, do you feel that in its essence, somehow, this event was like another Waitangi Day? Is there a coming together of another land, another consciousness into the human race? Is there some sort of union essence that's being awakened to where those that have been previously separate or even oppositional to one another are now being brought into harmony as was represented on the Waitangi Day?
Absolutely, Leslie. You summed that up beautifully. It's shifting it now to a whole new level. Yeah.
Is this what you mean, and those who were speaking throughout the weekend with that word oneness and oneness consciousness?
Absolutely, yes. We are the one, and the sooner we realize there is no separation, the sooner we can all harmonize.
That's amazing. Now, I'm very honored to turn my microphone to Judy Satori, and mentioned with Judy was Helen. And Helen Barnes and Judy Satori, in my perspective, were two of the main anchoring energy holders of this event. These two ladies are known for their work for spirit globally and for their broad-reaching antennas who are able to pick up the frequencies, the communication, the messages, and the languages of other worlds than this which we see here. And my observation was that the languages and the frequencies that Helen was bringing through were quite different than those that Judy brought through. It was almost as if, Judy, you were reaching the stars and the worlds most far away in the sky, and that Helen was bringing quite an earth essence, a languaging that seemed to be grounding it all. Judy?
What this event was really all about was a recoding, a coding of the true DNA potential within human beings and an activation of that potential. And as we've passed the shift of the earth into the fifth dimension now, last year in December, the world is ready for this light, this greater light, and this activation of the greater light, which is within all human beings on the earth now. And what I was doing is my mission, if you like, is reaching up to the energies of spirit and the energies of God, mind, God, the words of God, Mother, Father, God, and bring that energy in. And Helen's role was to help with the anchoring of that energy. So I was reaching up to the heavens, she was working with below the earth, and we were merging them together. That's what was occurring.
Amazing and fascinating to hear, watch, and experience. We could actually feel the energy through our bodies as it was happening.
And I think one of the points I really want to make, Leslie, is that the co-creation was happening amongst all the people at the event. Nobody knew. we had, as Diane said, a framework, that a sort of a very loose structure of how these 2 days were supposed to go. But nobody really knew. And it was all completely orchestrated by spirit. So all the people there were co-creating. And spirit, when I say spirit, I'm talking about all the star nations within these 12 dimensions of these lower heavenly worlds, who have always walked beside us and are now coming back to walk beside us in a much more fuller and greater way. They were there with us, which was also working with all the angelic realms and the ascended masters and all who are aligned with God and the law of one throughout all the dimensions of reality. So we were working with a much broader perspective than just those people who were in that space during the weekend. There were probably about 200 people there. It was truly, I've done a lot of work with spirit over 15 or 16 years. This was the most awesome, the most heart-opening. It brought me to tears, and it is now. And it was the start of something just incredible for this planet. It really was. And I think this is why the four of us are all gathered here to talk about it, because but the people that weren't there have no idea, unless we tell them, how incredible and how special and how wonderful this new energy that's coming in now for all of us really is. It truly is heaven coming to earth, like we've always prayed and wanted and dreamed of happening. It's now happening. Truly it is.
So the thing that comes to me to ask is, why here? And why now? And first, can I ask Diane that? And then, Judy, I'd love for you to bring through what answers to that come through as well. Diane, why this place?
With the sun rising here first in the world, it's not by chance that happens. And with the energy frequencies and the amount of teachers that are here. If you looked at the sort of pupil-to-teacher ratio, for want of words, yeah, there are so many teachers that are here, and they've all felt drawn for the same reason, knowing that there is a greater purpose, there's a greater unfoldment happening. And with the shift of the energy at 21-12 last year, now we are ready. And with it being April, which on the zodiac is the first of the month, you know, it is just perfect timing for that. It's time for the new beginning.
Oh, so this is really stepping into a new beginning energetically. Do you think that it's beyond what many people understand? When you were talking about the teachers being here in New Zealand, I have noticed that there's kind of a smorgasbord of people from all around the world that have come here, almost stumbled here, not really knowing why when they came.
Certainly initially, and the more you speak to those now, the more they're realizing that yes, the time is right and the time is now. They've come here because of a special purpose.
Even when their minds didn't understand it yet.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Judy, what's coming through? What is the meaning of this energetic event happening in this particular land at this particular time?
Well, Leslie, a long, long time ago, the children of light, the children of the stars, came from other star systems to the earth. And they came to the earth in great numbers, around probably 100,000 years ago, so that they could take into their own genetic DNA a new branch, a new type of DNA, which was created by God in the image of God, called a 12-strand DNA, avatar, human body. Now, these beings, these children of light, came from the stars, from many star systems, Sirius, Andromeda, Lyra, Pleiades. And all these star systems were aligned with a consciousness of peace and love. You could call them Christed. And so these beings, these colonists from the stars, came to the earth to settle on the earth. They all knew that once they came here, they would need to stay within this third dimensional reality for a very long time, until the earth could be advanced and the true energy potential that was held within their own DNA could be switched on and advanced also. And this is what's now happening with the energy transmissions that are coming through, and the energy transmissions that came through at the weekend. And you see these colonists from the stars settled in mainly in two places, Atlantis and Mu. And Mu, also known as Lemuria, Mu means mother. And so this was the motherland of the entire earth, the great motherland. And the people of Mu were the people of peace and the people of love and the people of oneness. And as Plato has written, Mu disintegrated in one dreadful day and dreadful night, the great continent of Mu. But this land here in New Zealand was a remnant of Mu. It was a far-flung outpost of Mu, where the light was held in a very pristine state, and the energy and the activations and the light of the stars came through in a very pure way. And so, a long time ago, the portals to the stars, when Mu was disintegrated and was no more, the portals to the stars here on this land were gradually closed down. Not eradicated, but closed down, so that the light that was once here in this land, and it was called in those times Ontara, could be almost like sitting in the void, sitting in the darkness or the under the earth, so that at the right time this light, this new light, could be reseeded and regerminated again and flow like a mighty river of light throughout the world. And so the ancient peoples of Mu, at the time of the disintegration of Mu, scattered into all the parts all around the Pacific Basin. But the people of this land in Ontara, New Zealand, were the ancient Waitaha people, the people of the peace, the people of the love, the people of the light. And they guarded this sacred knowledge through all of this time. And so now we're at the time where the earth has shifted into this faster vibrating pulsation rhythm, the fifth dimension, which is all about a consciousness of peace and love and oneness. And the guardianship of this purity of the light is now being handed over to all people. And I know Kiera is nodding her head, and she's saying, yes, this is the truth. But in understanding the big picture, that we all came here from the stars so that we could be here now, so that we could be part of this incredible groundswell of light and love and peace, which is going to touch every person on this planet and activate the dormant DNA potential, which is the wisdom, the knowledge, the ability to connect to other dimensions, the ability to stand side by side with our star brothers and sisters from other places, and to co-create as one people throughout this galaxy. You see, because these star beings from other star systems, such as Sirius or Pleiades, they don't have this more advanced genetic code. But in time they will, because as the people of the Earth, over hundreds of years, or maybe thousands of years, are gradually advanced, they will take that purity of the 12-strand avatar DNA code throughout these other dimensions. And all peoples of this galaxy will join as one. Because the entire galaxy is actually being advanced into a 72-dimensional galaxy, not a 48-dimensional galaxy. It's just a huge expansion of our world throughout this galaxy and beyond.
This is amazing, Judy. So are you saying then that this oneness consciousness that is now opening up on the planet, that humans are starting to lose the barriers that separate them, is not limited to this planet, and that it's actually a oneness that's happening with star beings throughout the galaxy?
And so many people are seeing UFO, like spaceships. So many people are seeing physically star beings around them. Those who are connected with a particular star race are getting visitations from emissaries from these races, starting to open up to speaking the languages of light, the spiritual languages that we all have the capacity to remember and speak, because they're our true birthright. They're the energy of who we really are as a soul. So the First Light Symposium that happened in New Zealand, the place of the First Light at the weekend, was the foundational grounding of this energy that is going to just, over the years ahead, just expand and swell and touch every person on this planet.
It's just so exciting,
Leslie, to be part of this. I've never experienced any energy come through my body as came through at the weekend. It was beyond beyond this world, truly. And that's why the four of us are sitting here now, because we want to bring this message to everybody, as spirits say, who have ears to hear.
And it sounds to me like lots of ears are going to be getting unblocked at this point, so that there's going to be a lot more hearing on the planet.
Because I just also want to say that even in our words, of all of us sitting here, the four of us sitting here, the energy that's coming through the words is activating people. It's not about what you say, it's just the energy behind the words. You see, words, we were created by the word, and the word holds harmonics, vibrations, which are almost like opening time locks within our DNA. That's what's happening.
That's fascinating. Now, Kira, I'm inspired to turn to you now, okay? I'm just looking at you. You are visually the embodiment of a holder of the ancient wisdom, okay? As a Maori being now and as an embodiment of the true consciousness of the Waitaha, can you speak to us about your sense of what is happening now and what the ancients have predicted, or stories that have been told about what was to come?
I just also want, Leslie, there might be people listening who don't understand the difference between Maori and Waitaha, and I think that would be really good to explain.
I'll let Kira explain that. Yeah.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you. Yes, our Waitaha nation, we came 95 generations before Māori, the canoes or the waka came. And our place that we came to, which is now known as the South Island, we actually have an ancient sacred site all over Aotearoa New Zealand. And one of those very ancient sacred sites is known as Te Kōanga, which is the birthplace of the gods. Hence, again, adding to the purpose of why the first light symposium was also held here too. It is the birthplace of the gods. And for those who are blessed to visit there, you just need to put your hand on the stone and you'll see the gods and the goddesses within those ancient stones. And so for us as Waitaha, they are very dear. They are the time-space continuum in between us and our beautiful star families. And so, as you said in the question, the difference between Māori and Waitaha, we came here and we travelled all around New Zealand, Aotearoa, and as our ancient Hawaiian family know us as Te Ao Marama, our land, the world of light. We travelled all around and we left some of our Waitaha families in the different areas. And as our family, our Māori family, came in the canoes and waka, we all intermingled and we lived together. And of course it has been in our ancient history that there are many that did not like the peace and did not like the vibration that we carried. Hence the reason why all that happened with Waitaha, many of us disappeared, mainly because of the angry ones coming to overtake us. And rather than stand and fight, we bowed our head beneath the spears and the weapons of destruction that came upon us. However, the ancient teachings of Waitaha is that whatever happened to us, we would still rise and carry the ancient wisdom and the seeds of peace. And whatever race or nation that we were conquered by, our only dream has always been that one day we would bring together, unite our seeds of peace, and that maybe it would help bring forward the peace even amongst the angry ones and those nations that did not want peace. And that is still our purpose and energy today, to still bring forth the energies and the blessings of peace, harmony and unity to all. So yes,
So it sounds like the Waitaha were the ancient bringers of the oneness consciousness that we're speaking of today, that all along the Waitaha spirit was about unity and bringing together. Now, this is my misunderstanding. So the Waitaha essence is that where the Waitaha people eventually moved out of physical and it's just been a spiritual heritage that's carried forward? Or is there a Waitaha people in their DNA now that's passed down quite purely?
Yes, there are. There are Waitaha. There are our Waitaha families still existing here and worldwide, because we totally believed in planting the seeds of peace throughout the world so that they would spring up in all nationalities. All nationalities. Waitaha is an inclusive nation. Everyone is included. The whole sole purpose of Waitaha is to bring the unity and oneness with all. There is no distinction of race, colour or creed. And hence the reason why many worldwide feel within them that they have that Waitaha lineage. And rest assured, dear ones, you do have that lineage. And I know many have come to me and they've said, oh, even though I live in Germany and I'm German and I still feel this such a strong. And I said, welcome home. Most certainly, the world of spirit is now opening the eyes of many of our Waitaha family. We call that Pipi Wharauroa, which means the seed that was sent to the other nations to help bring peace amongst all the different nationalities.
And would you say that this is part of the reason for people from Western cultures and Europe and America and all over the world feeling drawn to come to New Zealand in this lifetime? Are a number of those people Waitaha who are being drawn to come home?
Yes, they're all coming home and they feel the longing to come here to the country because they know that in their spirits, their souls, they know that they're coming home. And hence the reason why when different ones come up to me and I just straight away look into their eyes and as the Waitaha, this is all part of our ways. For Waitaha, the old saying, wise saying is, be still and all keep your waters still, because Waitaha are known as the water bearers. Keep your waters still. And when we talk about waters, we are talking about the waters of love and light. And keep still, be still, and your waters in the stillness, all the wisdom, all the ancient memories that come up through the waters, they are already within us all. Hence the reason why the beautiful symposium, beautiful Sister Judy, we are here to remind, to have those memories in our ancient waters, to stimulate, encode the memories that are still held in our waters. That is our purpose, to remind each other of the divinity, the gods and the goddesses that we are. Waitaha, we came directly from the stars. Beyond Egypt, we travelled through the continents, Easter Island, through down here to the first light, to Te Ao Marama, Aotea, Aotearoa, the world, Aotea, the world, Aroa, of love, of light. Hence, to shine your light means to let your love flow through, that the stars are reflecting through our hearts. And that's the true message of Waitaha.
So if we see the Waitaha as the human representatives of the true essence of New Zealand, of the oneness and peace and unity for all of humanity, then could we see this time now as a time of awakening of the Waitaha in us all? As in the Bible, Jesus spoke of circumcision of the heart, when at that time the conversation was that the children of God was the nation of Israel, and they set themselves apart physically by the circumcision of the men. And Jesus spoke of being grafted in as all being the children of God through circumcision of the heart, the cutting away and the opening of the heart. And it seems that beyond that conversation is the awakening within of the Waitaha, of the awakening of the divinity essence within us that comes from the stars and is grounded in this land. Thank you for sharing the ancient message that is so pertinent for us now.
It was a special message that I got this morning when I stood in our Stargate that I introduced you to. Yes, Leslie, the message that I got through from our Star Elders and our Stargate today was just keep your heart open so that we can shine through you. Because my question to them was, what can I contribute today? What is a good message for me today as I carry through and as I become interviewed today? And that was all they said. Keep your heart open so we can shine through you. So yes, dear.
Thank you. And thank you for being willing and your courage to come with such an open heart. Judy, can you speak to us in closing of this conversation? I feel that there's a heart message to come through.
I really want to speak to you from the stars, as a representative of the Star Nations, who are around us and among us and with us. And they speak to us of the heart. And they speak to us of the wisdom of trusting the heart and following the calling and the promptings of the heart. For within the heart of each of us is the way. And the way is love. And the way is peace. And the way is egoless co-creation. Jesus said, do unto others as you would do unto yourself. He was really talking about the co-creation of the heart, where we join with all beings as one. Mukuki isa kosha la kosa to kosa metia. Meshisha la kosa kosa la koshi sa sukia. Meshisa kosi sia sukia sisia. I'm being guided to ask us to end with the singing of a beautiful heart-centered song. It's very appropriate to the Waitaha people. Te Araha.
Te Aroha. Te Kapono te rangi marie tatou tatou e te aroha divine love te whakapono and truth. Te rangi marie humility tatou tatou e all of us oneness.
Thank you.